It is time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She is usually over there. I suspect she is over here paying attention to what's going on over there. She will tell us whether or not that's correct or not. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. That is perfectly correct. From over here, always with an eye on what's happening and having a few topics for you today as well. So I'm going to begin with one that keeps Europe very busy on a diplomatic level, and it's the Sergei Skripal saga. As this story in that happened in the United Kingdom is far from being finished in terms of consequences. So as we mentioned already before, the circumstances of the poisoning of the double agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter in Salisbury in England. The circumstances are very unclear, but England clearly indicated that they think it's basically of Russia. Poisoning that man and his daughter. Now, Russia is, of course, very unhappy about it because many countries have reacted to this conclusion in expelling Russian diplomats quite fast. I think it's even over 25 countries who took the decision of expelling diplomats. Of course, tit for tat, Russia did exactly the same. And concerning UK, for example, they expelled about 50 diplomats. This is now a little bit of a diplomatic conflict, as the foreign minister in Russia called that children games. So there is obviously some unhappiness on both sides. They call that open lies and disinformation, and there is also the attempt of describing what's happening like some sort of conspiration that would have been actually managed by England in order to take some focus away from the Brexit and all the problems that are obviously generated by leaving the European Union. It's very unclear. I think not so many people believe in a conspiration theory, but it's out there. And anything that is out there is, of course, online, always subject for discussions. The fact that Russia is very upset is shown also in the fact that they think it's against the Russia World Cup, that it's a little bit, in a way, an excuse to sabotage what Russia is doing and organizing. So, to finish this subject, I would say that what surprises me the most is a little bit the fact that we are getting used to this kind of James Bond scenario without really a blink of the eye. It's like it is perfectly normal that people are poisoned on a bench in a suburb or a small town in England. This happened before, by the way, with other Russian men poisoning in England.
But that was in a tea room.
Has some history by now.
Yeah.
And nobody really ever paid so much attention, except maybe at the beginning, a little bit of a surprise effect. It looks and sounds like in a thriller movie, but obviously it doesn't stay that long on the headline. And this is what surprises me, is the fact that we are getting used to actions that one would have thought are really movie actions and not really things that are serious, seriously done in reality. But apparently, it's something that we are all getting used to. Probably because of this way of jumping from one news to the next extremely fast on internet, and one takes very little time to actually think about the sources, about why this is happening and where is that leading all of us, since we are accepting more and more things that are plain unacceptable. So we'll see what happens with the consequences of that poisoning saga. But I think it's not finished, because for one thing, the tension between Russia and the rest of Europe is definitely increasing a lot. And this is actually worrying, as we never know in which way it really escalates and how far it could go. But there is definitely a lot of tension. And that brings me directly to my next topic, which is about Europe wanting also to increase their potential in artificial intelligence concerning military fields. And one feels that we are not so much going into the direction of a better world and peace on earth, but one can say that there is a certain preparation in being always up to date with new technology, with new means, and now artificial intelligence, which for many years was seen as something quite dangerous and is portrayed more and more today as something maybe dangerous, but quite useful to also have a better military forces. This was discussed in a French newspaper a couple of days ago, how to improve this artificial intelligence to make sure that one can, even with analyzing social media, foresee future action and act on them even before it happened. That seems very sci-fi and quite incredible, but this is definitely artificial intelligence is something that will be used, will be improved, will be developed, and unfortunately not only for good purposes, but for some more aggressive one, even though from what I've read until now, it is supposed to be in order to avoid conflicts, in order to be able to basically do something before it happens. Is it feasible? Is it from the technological point of view, something that will be fast or rather slow. It's very difficult to know, as articles go all over the place about artificial intelligence at the moment. But I believe we are going to see more of those articles, and it's going to be very interesting. The only fear, of course, is that intelligence, as always, can be used for good purposes and some less good ones.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rastrofer. Over there.
My pleasure.